I imagine it was started in slavery time. So the slaves could fix the meals and everything. Mm-hmm. Then all they'd have to do is just dress and go out there and eat. Mm-hmm. That's just like you would here. You'd go out to a cafe and eat. Mm-hmm. Of course, there wasn't no charge for it. They owned it all.
Yeah.
That's about the only reason I know. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods?
Connected with the house or off out back?
In the house.
Well, I'd just call it the storage room.
Okay. Would you ever say pantry?
There is pantry, but it could be in with the kitchen.
It could be separate or?
It could be separate or in with the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, then, let's go a little further. Now, we didn't have a kitchen off of that, but we had what we called a smokehouse. Mm-hmm. You heard of that?
I've heard of that, yeah. Never saw one.
That's where we kept our meat and things, and cure meat. They would salt it down and take it out, wash that salt off, and hang it up. Mm-hmm. And under this, they'd take hickory wood and build a fire, but after it got a fire, they'd keep that blaze, they'd water it down to keep the blaze from burning, you know, the blaze up, mm-hmm. and to make it smoke. And that smoke would be what smoked your meat. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason it's called a smokehouse.
Yeah. Did people store things in there too?
Yes, if they had room. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a lot of old, worthless stuff that you were about to throw away?
My wife called it junk.
What would you call it?
Well, I could call it about the same thing, but some of that stuff's valuable now.
Well, what would you call a room where you kept that kind of thing?
I'd call it a junk room.
Okay. And speaking of daily housework, what would you say that the woman does every morning? Just in a general name for everything she does.
Clean up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you talked about sweeping. What do you sweep with?
The women sweep with broom.
Mm-hmm. Just a minute. What were we talking about? What you sweep with, that was it.
Broom.
Yeah, and if now this is just...
Wait now, just a minute. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, back years ago, you didn't get to buy a broom. Mm-hmm. And they made the brooms out of what was known as broom sage. Mm-hmm. And mother used to, and I hope her, and other women out in the country, they went out in the sage field where the sage is high as your head. Mm-hmm. And they'd get a handful and wring it off the ground or cut it with a knife. Mm-hmm. And then they'd come back and they'd dress that to get all the little fuzz and little... You find out that the broom sage has got a little old white fuzz, kind of as a bloom. Mm-hmm. They get all that off. Then they'll take that stem part and take a string and tie it down here, and they'll come and wind it around to get to the top of here where the end of it. Mm-hmm. Well, there, they just take that and pull the part out back and put that string across, and that made you tie up there. Mm-hmm. I swept many a floor with a straw broom.
Mm-hmm. Probably does a better job than the kind of broom that you buy.
Well, it's not as stiff, and it's limberer, and it's kind of like a brush. Mm-hmm. Now, in the yards was altogether different back then than what it is now. They'd take dogwood, which doesn't ever grow large.
Yeah.
Get some of that that's long and slender, or limb. Mm-hmm. And they'd make a broom out of them just like they did the broom sage. And that's what they used to sweep the yard.